It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome back to hour number two of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. We've been talking about Cam Newton's recent conversation with Dr. Bryant about his, let's just say, procreation methods. Cam Newton has 8 children by 3 different women, and this is definitely taken off in different directions because we still have T on the line. T, thanks for continuing to hold. And to get back to where you left off, DT asked you about how does that make you feel to not be able to date while your daughter is 17 years old, and what are the plans moving forward? But you were admitting that sometimes you get lonely, but being a Christian really does help you out.
Yeah, that's a simple way to put it. I think, as I said, I had time to think a little bit too. I think it does. It makes me feel good because everyone sees what's going on with these young kids, these young girls, and a lot of that falls on parents. And I think, you know, and a lot of people tell me, and I do try to stay humble, but sometimes I reflect and I'm like, man, I'm really doing it. I'm really putting my daughter first. You feel what I'm saying? And that's hard. Like,
yeah, you know, because a lot of people say that, but they don't follow up and do it, too. Mm-hmm. So you're absolutely right, T. Yeah. It is difficult. Yes,
I didn't get that growing up, you know, and so I really just trying to give my daughter everything that I know I needed, and I definitely needed that. And so, I feel good about it, but and with that, you know, while it's going on, there is times where I feel lonely, but I counteract that with the truth and just keep it pushing, and I stay focused. I'm focused on, you know, learning who I am, raising my daughter, and really getting to know God. And those are my 3 focuses. What's my plan?
I was gonna tell you, thank you for sharing that, because my next question literally was, how do you counter whenever you feel lonely? Because, you know, T, the reason why I ask you to hold, and thank you so much for being transparent and sharing your vulnerabilities, is because there are so many single parents out there, both men and women, T, that, you know, make choices like you did. Like, it's a choice. I'm sure there are men lining up wishing they could have some tea time, but you've made it very clear that part of my life in terms of parenting requires me to sacrifice dating, so that I'm not exposing my daughter to unhealthy relationships. I want my daughter to have a better perspective or a healthier perspective on being a parent and being in a relationship than I did. And so I just have to applaud you, T. And for those that are listening, because I'm telling you, you are touching people's lives right now. You're touching their perspective, knowing that they're not alone, which is what's so powerful about this station. What are some ways that you think we can also support one another as single parents when we feel these lonely episodes?
I think it could be real easy for me to be like, oh, get you a good support system. But a lot of us are toxic. And so we probably should start with like some therapy, learning how to really be a healthy friend, what it is to be a friend, and getting to know God too. Like, it's hard to love people when you don't know how value people are to God, you know? And that's something that's why one of my focuses, my main focus, is getting to know God, because as I'm being intentional about my relationships, the best way I can flourish in these is by learning how to love from God. And so I think that's major, but, you know, that still could keep you lonely. So it's just really just being intentional about your relationships and growing as a person. Because this gives you a lot of free time, you know. Relationships are taxing. I haven't always
you
been
ain't
like
never
this,
lied.
But I've grown up. Yeah, and so they're time consuming. So without that romantic relationship, you can still build intimate relationships. There's a lot of intimacy in non-romantic relationships, you know, a lot of companionships, not just this new generation will call everybody your best friend, but knowing what a friend is very important. And
you know what? Telly, you know, see, y'all out here buying and listening to Steve Harvey on relationships. Y'all need to be checking out T. T, do me a favor, T. I'm serious. Are you on social media?
Kind of, yeah. I don't like posting a lot, but yeah, I'm on social media.
Okay, so send me a DM of your social media on Instagram. I'm Real Comm Coach, R-E-A-L-C-O-M-M Coach. I got some things I want to propose to you.
I'll text the talk line, and can you text that back to me?
I sure can. 833-212-1017. Okay. Yeah, because see, thank you so much, T. Have a great day. We appreciate you calling in and sharing your perspective. Because, Telly, the reason why I want to connect with T is because I was just having this conversation with Kyle, our director of content here at The Truth. We've got to have platforms of like supportive groups to where even if you feel good on Monday, but you're having a lonely episode on Wednesday and you just need to be in a room where people can listen to learn and understand and not try to solve, having people like T's perspective. Because somebody needs to hear that, Telly. Somebody needs to hear what T just shared.
Absolutely.
You're not alone.
And just to make those type of decisions, that's the thing, though. And you brought it up. You said it several times. Choices. These are choices that she has made. Mm-hmm. And she is showing, and she was really communicating the benefits of the choices she decided to make. And because she could have easily done the total opposite and be like, look, I'm trying to live my best life. I'm still young and this, that, and the other, and not put being a parent first. And I'm sure the results would have been different. But just, you know, being bold enough to make those type of choices, kudos to T. And if she's wondering if she's ever doing the right thing, don't ever question that. You're doing the absolute right thing because you're being led by the person that you're supposed to be led by.
Absolutely. Man, I could listen to T all day. And I'm so glad, again, because including myself as a single mother, I wish I would have had a friend like T. I wish I would have had, even if T and I weren't friends when I was, you know, growing up and having kids, just like she said, we got to do a better job, Telly, which is one of my biggest takeaways from what T shared. We got to also do a better job in learning how to be a good friend.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of these relationships, like, was Cam Newton, did he have a genuine friendship with any of these women? And I'm asking, I don't know.
Right.
Because one thing that I've learned is that when you have a friendship that evolves into a romance or romantic relationship, that foundation of friendship is what's going to prevent you from cheating. Because you respect that person. Y'all have a foundation. You know what I'm saying? It's not like, oh, she got a big this or she looked this way or he got this and he drive that. It is a genuine friendship.
Yes. And it's not a friendship for convenience as well. I mean, it's great to be my friend when everything's rolling and everything's cool. But what happens when adversity comes? What happens when I do need someone to tell me the truth or tell me what I don't want to hear? Are you going to be a friend like that? Or, I mean, these are things that people don't take into consideration when they call themselves friends. Or, I mean, like, I am so hesitant. And DT, you've been around me a year and a half. You don't hear me say, oh, that's my best friend, or, man, you know, that's my super friend. Like, you don't hear me say that often because those are terms of endearment. I have, you know, maybe four, five, a handful of friends that have been dear friends to me for a really long time. Now, that doesn't mean that I don't have other friends, but we've been through so much where we have totally defined what friendship means.
Yes, man. Woo. Talk that talk. No, that's one of the most, that was what resonated the most with me, is because that's the foundation of any relationship, is the friendship. Now, on our Truth Talking text line, Al says, my question is, well, first he says Steve Harvey been married about three times, so he can't get no advice on no relationships. He also says, T, you are not a single mother. You're a mother. That's the most important. And then I'll also ask, my question is, why do they always condemn the woman when she's taking care of the children? Just curious. Great question, Al. I can't answer that. Would definitely love to hear the response. I definitely would love to hear the response.
Feel free to respond to that, Truth Nation. 833-212-1017.
But Telly, I'm over here like, great question.
Yeah.
Because that's another reason why, you know, as we're entering this presidential election, we're officially now into the campaign. And, you know, people still are talking about how Kamala has to navigate through the stereotypes, including angry black woman. And, you know, Al, when you say, why do they always condemn the woman when she's taking care of the child? That's one of the key factors of what produces the anger in a lot of black women, because we take care, we fix, we solve, we support, we lift. And then we're the ones that are the condemned ones. So that's a great question. I don't have the answer. Would love, like Telly mentioned, our Truth Talking text line is 833-212-1017. Side note, Kiana, thank you for asking. My finger is doing much, much better. Thank you so much for asking. You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. When we come back, we're going to be talking about a statue has now been placed in Decatur, Georgia, Decatur where it's greater, that replaces a former Confederate monument. We're going to talk about who this statue honors, as well as an update regarding the Breonna Taylor murder, as well as a U.S. Air Force airman who was shot and killed last Friday during an incident involving a sheriff's deputy. Those and other hot topics, 833-212-1017. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. Again, we thank you for listening. We thank you for dialing in and texting. Stay tuned. We will be back.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Nation, August is Black Business Month, and the award-winning 1017 The Truth is teaming up with Associated Bank to celebrate the excellence of Black-owned businesses in our community. Together, we are committed to uplifting local organizations and supporting Black businesses, and this is why Carrie Noni will be hosting a Black Business Spotlight show tonight from 6 to 7 p.m. She will spotlight three locally owned Black businesses and tell their story of success. Whatever your financial needs are, Associated Bank can help. Member FDIC. As we welcome you back to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. Norm, thank you for your patience. You are on Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. Good morning. What is your question or comment?
Hey, what's up, bro? I'll make it real quick. You know, I think that a lot of guys, the reason why they never come back and spend time with their kids, because they'd be hurt if the lady break up with them, and they don't want to see no other cat in their man cave or anything, man, and they're driving their cars or anything. They don't want to see it, and the kids suffer. That has a lot to do with it. Peace, y'all. Y'all have a good one.
All right. Thank you, Norm. DT, that's another thing. Like, this was a topic where we wanted to stay on this specific topic of what Cam Newton said, but you could clearly see this can lead to so many other different topics when you talk about men who want children but don't necessarily want to be married.
But how did we get to that point where marriage doesn't come before? And as I'm asking this question, marriage doesn't come before the baby. I'm asking this about me too. Like, where did I feel? And I've always, during my therapy sessions, tried to really get to the root cause, because, you know, I was raised in a, you know, dual parent household, mom and dad. My parents have been married for 56 years. You know, there was no physical abuse. You know, it was a very, again, back at what was considered traditional, I was raised in a very traditional household. You know, we sat at the dinner table in the dining room and had dinner every night. I mean, it was a very traditional, structured upbringing. However, I ended up, by the time I was 21, getting pregnant by two different men and having two children.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, of course, my parents, being the traditional parents that they were when they were raising me, it was a huge disappointment. Because it was like, where did we go wrong? Now, what's ironic is now my children, they're 26 years old and 29 years old. And I'm perfectly fine if they decided they wanted to get married or if they wanted to, you know, have children. But Telly, based on what they witnessed, and I'm being very transparent, based on what they've witnessed in terms and experience, what they were exposed to during the years with me as their single mom and two different dads, they don't even want to have kids now.
Yeah. See, CDT, it is so tough because it's not always going to turn out with what you see, because you would think, like you said, you know, you seeing your parents and seeing the relationship and how it has evolved. But regardless, they have stayed together. That may put some unnecessary and some, you know, some subconscious pressure on you, because you're like, man, you know, I got to get this right. I got to get married and stay married for a long time and then have kids. And then vice versa. I grew up in a single parent household. My mom raised five of us, and she never did get remarried. And I've been married 19 years and have two kids by the same woman. Now, the one thing that I did get the same as my mom and dad is they only had kids with each other. They didn't have any outside kids. He didn't and she didn't. And so, but outside of that, I didn't follow anything that, you know, that I saw growing up. So, yeah, it's kind of, you know, it's weird like that, because, you know, you may have some that turn out to end up getting married and being married 30, 40 years like their parents. And then you have others that may not ever get married.
I will say this, and thank you for sharing that, Telly, because it is important when, even if you're raised by a single parent, and you have siblings, if everybody has the same parents, trust and believe, it makes a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I will also say this. I'm not saying that people like me and Cam Newton are selfish people. I'm not saying that when I say this statement. But our actions, where we were okay with having premarital sex, unprotected sex, producing children, and we knew we didn't want to be together for a lifetime. You feel what I'm saying, Telly?
You're
like,
right.
We knew that. I mean, I was 18 when I got pregnant with Dominique. I'm a child myself. And so it was very selfish of me for that, you know, those moments of whatever gratification.
But you're young, you know.
Conceive a child.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying, though.
Yeah.
But now Cam, now he a grown man.
Right.
You know, but at the end
grown.
Of the day, I know we got, yeah. So but let's continue talking about this. But yeah, is it selfish? Is it selfish to be out here making babies knowing that you don't want to get married? Thank you so much, the caller. You've been patient. What is your question or comment? You were live with DT and Telly.
Good morning, Denise. I think you both kind of hit the nail on the head, and I just want to add two. The fact that your children, no matter what circumstances you're raised in, and they're adults, will make choices that are based on the time frame in which they're living, not the time frame in which they were raised. And when you're talking about the age of parents, two or three generations ago, there were a lot of people who were getting married as 17, 18-year-olds. I've many times referenced the movie Color Purple, where there were older men who were going and practically paying dowries to people, even in America, so that they could marry their daughters. And those are the people who a lot of people are referring to, saying Big Mama stayed together with this guy. Well, there were far fewer choices than the young people have now. And I think they're beginning to reimagine what a family looks like. I personally was raised in a blended family where I had, my mother had a second husband who got along fantastic with my birth father, to the point where sometimes my dad would come and pick my sister and I up. These guys would start playing chess or checkers, and my sister and I would go to sleep. So there are many ways to, I think the best thing about any family, no matter how it looks, is that the children that are raised in that family have love. And a lot of times,
yes,
kids, Denise, who say they're not going to give you grandkids, except Ernie when they're in their 20s and 30s, wind up giving you
and
grandkids.
I'm cool with Ernie. Love you, Ernie.
You know, but they'll when they meet the right person, possibly one of them or maybe both of them, realize that they actually do want to carry on a great legacy that Grandma Denise and Uncle Ernie have started.
Well, thank you. Thank you, the caller. Appreciate that encouragement. And yes,
first.
Here's the thing.
Family first.
I'm sorry? Family first. I agree with the caller, Telly.
Yeah, no, I do. And he really just echoed what we were saying earlier about it, as long as you keep the children first. And what is, I mean, if they're the top priority, most of the time, everything else kind of falls into play. But when you get into the, well, I can't stand her, or like the caller before said, she may have hurt him. And a lot of men ain't going to just come out and be like, yeah, she broke my heart. Like, you're going to act out in other ways. And then, well, she tripping, so I ain't going to pick that up. And that's something that it's so funny, and I know we got to get to break soon, DT, but it's so funny. I was having this conversation with some friends of mine, and it's like, that's not even a conversation that we would have amongst our friends. Like, you wouldn't be a part of our friend group if you didn't take care of your kids. Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, you just can't be like, yeah, man, you know, she tripping, and, man, I ain't seen little dude in a month or something. It's like, but you're at the bar with us? Like, no, your priorities are screwed. So
glad.
Yeah, so we
thank
don't.
You.
Yeah, like, my friend group, like, that's not even a conversation. It's not even up for an option for you to be a father and be in your kids' lives. Like, what's more important? What else you got going on that's more important than that?
Thank you, brother, because I'm telling you, when I was raising Dominique and Darren, I'd be like, how does your family support and condone this? So I'm so glad that you said that you hold, ain't nothing going at in our friends group. If you can't be a father to your child, why are you here at the bar talking about, man, she tripping
right now? Like, exactly. You could be doing something else.
Thank you for saying that. And speaking of, thank you for saying that. Thank you to all of our listeners who are sending in their thoughts and calling in our Truth Talk and text line. It is 833-212-1017. When we come back, we're going to provide you an update. One of our legends, our history makers, our biggest advocates, has been honored in the state of Georgia with a statue that replaces a former Confederate monument. We're going to get into who that leader is and more. You are locked into the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. We'll be back.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Good morning. Good morning, morning, Truth Nation. It is Monday, August 26th. You are tuned in to Milwaukee's Black Talk radio station, 101.7 The Truth, where you're only station that's going to give you 11 hours of live consecutive Milwaukee Black Talk Radio. Telly, we've had a great conversation to start off the week.
Oh, I was
like, wow, we could have probably kept going.
Especially with all the stuff that, I mean, that Cam Newton said, and he didn't say a whole lot, but what he said was a lot in it. And we were just talking, you know, during the break about how this is so prevalent and so relatable in the Black community, where there's blended families and you got stepbrothers and sisters and this, that, the other. And so these are things that we don't get a chance to talk about publicly because we're just, you know, feel like we gotta, you know, fight these battles and deal with these things you know, in silence, or we got to personalize it, where there's so many other people that feel the same way. And if you talk about it, there's a chance that, you know, more healing can come.
I love it. I love what you said, Telly. And the caller also says, amen, Telly. LOL, yeah. No deadbeat dads in this clique. I know that's right.
Yeah, no, we don't do that. It's not even a question. And
because here's the thing, if there were more brothers like you and your friends that held each other accountable, do you know like how that would be such a major shift in the state of the Black family? If you actually had more brothers like you who are also fathers, whether they're married or not, be like, bruh, take care of your child. Like, what do you need something from us? Do you need a loan? We here for you, brother. But don't come here and sit at the bar with us and talk about, man, she tripping. And you haven't paid any attention to that child.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Because the thing about it, you're not going to get that time back. I mean, all this time that you tripping, you know, this your little son or your daughter's 9th, 10th, 11th birthday. And then next thing you know, they teenagers and the relationships get more and more strained as they are becoming, you know, young adults themselves. And so if you don't have that foundation and that communication, that relationship with them, don't think you're going to get them when they get older. Better get them while they're young.
Resentment time.
Exactly.
T also on our Truth Talking text line, which is 833-212-1017, says people always say, but what about your happiness? You deserve this. You deserve that. It's not about me no more. It's that simple. I'm still healing from a lot of trauma from just life. I have no clue what's next, but I'm trusting God and the process. My daughter does plan to go to college next year. And if I'm personally ready, I may date with marriage intentions, but not for fun. Thank you so much for that, T. Man, you know what? Here's the thing. I know we're going to have this type of conversation again. It may even happen this week, because one of the areas of opportunity within the Black community that no president elected can solve is the state of the Black family. Mm-hmm. Like, that is not political.
Right.
There are things that are systemically designed as part of racism to prevent Black families, but we have to, as a community, not rely upon, again, celebrities like Steve Harvey. I love Steve Harvey in terms of, you know, what he does from a big scope, but when it comes to relationship advice, I can't take advice from you. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Where's Denzel and Pauletta?
Right. People that have
where's Angela and Courtney?
Went through the fire. Exactly. Travis hit us up on our YouTube message board and said, yeah, me and my kid's mother got divorced. And I was like, it's no way I'm be like my sperm donor. I think Travis is saying I wasn't about to become a sperm donor after me and my my kid's mom got divorced. So I get it, right. Travis. I mean, again, what is more important than being in your kids' lives? I can't think of anything that I could say, well, you know what? I was doing this. I was doing that. Yeah, you can still chase money. You can still chase whatever you're trying to do, but you can still make time to be a parent.
Always, always can make time to be a parent. Thank you for that, Telly. Well, we're going to move on. But again, I'm sure we're going to be continuing to have these conversations as, again, it is something that is pivotal to the Black community, is the state of our family, the state of how we view romantic relationships. And as one of our listeners said earlier, the power of a friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we got to get back to knowing what that means to even be a friend in the state of Georgia.
Speaking of a friend.
A friend. Good friend. Great friend who's here with us in spirit. Saturday, this past Saturday, outside of Atlanta, Decatur, Georgia, where it's greater, replaced a Confederate monument that stood there for more than a century with now a new statue honoring civil rights hero and U.S. Congressman John Lewis. And that statue was unveiled Saturday, again, in Decatur, Georgia, which is right outside of Atlanta. A renowned Jamaican sculptor named Basil Watson created the statue and coined the John Lewis Memorial. Again, it was installed August 16th in Decatur Square in front of the historic Decatur Courthouse. The statue, Telly, stands 12 feet atop a granite pedestal and depicts Lewis, Congressman John Lewis, with his hands over his heart, a gesture that he frequently used to express his love for others.
Man, like he would always say, it's okay to get into a little good trouble.
Man.
Nothing wrong with now, good trouble.
Nothing wrong. And we about to get into some good trouble between now and November the 5th. And for those that are not familiar with civil rights activist John Lewis, he was a lifelong Democrat who championed social issues and equality, was often regarded as a hero and prominent leader of the civil rights movement. And he was one of the original freedom riders who rode those buses that were segregated in the 60s as part of protesting racial segregation in the South. He also served as chairman of the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee and was one of the big six civil rights leaders who organized the March on Washington, where Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. delivered his historic I Have a Dream speech. And so if you remember in 1965 in Selma, the march from Selma, Alabama to Montgomery, Alabama, which became known as Bloody Sunday, that gentleman who had on the trench coat with the backpack, that was John Lewis.
Yes.
He was beaten by police and state troopers that day, but did not quit and led hundreds of peaceful civil rights marchers during that Bloody Sunday march.
And the super amazing thing about that is he was so young when that happened.
Yes.
He was like 19 and 20, like, and was so committed to the cause and spent his whole life being committed to the cause. And I couldn't think of a better person to have a better statue. And when I saw that statue, DT, whoever the Jamaican sculptor was.
Mm-hmm. Basil Watson.
Yeah.
Basil Watson.
If anybody ever want to memorialize me, go get that brother to Dubai. You know, sometimes people get statues and it doesn't look anything like them. And you were like,
what was the one that everybody was like, who was it? It was recently. Was it Allen Iverson? There was somebody they made a statue of and everybody was like, man, if you don't go ahead with that garbage.
Right.
Who was that?
I can't remember because there are
several
people.
About?
Yes. There's a soccer player, too, like Cristiano Ronaldo. It looked like it didn't even look like him at all. You're like, where did you get that picture from?
That's what it was, Telly. Allen Iverson, they had a little statue looked like a little G.I. Joe toy. Remember back in the day, the little G.I. Joe toys that were like, you know, 1 inch? That's what they made Allen Iverson look like.
He's
so,
like, come on, man, make it a little bigger. Like,
Telly said, call Basil Watson. He's
somewhere
in Jamaica.
Yes.
If you want to memorialize Telly. Now, here's the poetic justice in this for me, Telly. Poetic justice at its finest. This statue of Congressman John Lewis replaces what used to be a 30-foot Confederate obelisk, which was in Decatur Square for more than 110 years. Now, this symbol of division, it featured text inscriptions on all four sides of its base, celebrating the ideals of the Confederacy. And for those that are not familiar with the Confederacy, I will just break it down to you like this. The only reason, if you a black person, if you going to work today free as a free person, the Confederates did not want that. During the Civil War, the Confederates wanted you as a black person to be a slave.
Yeah.
That's the best way. So when you have these types of, I mean, that's the best way to describe it. When you have these types of symbols of division that still exist, it's so refreshing to see it being replaced by a symbol of peace, progress, and advocacy for all human beings.
Yeah.
So shout out to Decatur, Georgia. Shout out to taking that Confederate symbol that stood there for over 110 years. This is progress.
Hey, I'm gonna keep it real for a minute too. How did that survive hundreds of years? Well, 100 years, and as many black people live in Decatur, they did nothing to deface or try to get rid of that before now?
See, I would say something, but the last time I said the comment, I got in trouble by your comedian friend. I'm not gonna say what I said on the show when he got all mad. But
when they still down there doing
some
that.
Some of us don't know. That's all. I'll just leave it at that. Some of us don't know.
My thing is like, wow, that is interesting.
They have not received the memo yet. That's all. I'm going to just leave it at that.
Like
some of us still
years.
Have not received the memo.
Yeah. Well,
that
better
yes.
late than never. And I can't think of anybody better to replace that with than Congressman John Lewis.
Completely agree. Yeah. Now, Telly, this is the truth. There are some of us, and rightfully so, that say, okay, so what? You replaced a Confederate symbol with a statue that honors John Lewis. What does that do for the black community? How does that put money in our community? How does that even help our community? So what? We have another statue.
Yeah.
Big deal.
But that's totally not the purpose and reason for it. It's for you to see this statue and want to learn more about the person that has been memorialized. And maybe it can serve as an inspiration for you to go and try and achieve whatever goals that you may set for yourself. And Congressman John Lewis was a living example of that. He committed to something and dedicated his life to it. And for you to not be even the least bit inspired by that, maybe there's something up with you where you don't want to learn and grow and really be inspired by anything. Because, again, it's not just a statue. I mean, yeah, they could have put anybody up there. They could have put another Michael Jordan statue. But clearly this man did something in his lifetime that deserved for him to be memorialized.
And Telly, I'm so glad that you said that, because, again, there are going to be people that, you know, give their backlash or their, well, what, another statue, that's not doing anything. But like you said, it's a reminder, and he should be memorialized, as well as knowing that this man started his leadership at the very young age of 17 years old. Good morning, Al. You are live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
So I do have a comment, and we talk about these Confederate statues, but I don't think people realize the source of these monuments. Now, the Daughters of the Confederacy were big on working with the Democrat Party to get these monuments established across the nation. Even the Cherokee Indian reservations have some of these statues, and there's a controversy about them getting rid of it. So when we tell this story about Confederate statues, we have to talk about the Daughters of the Confederacy and how they worked with the Democrat Party to get these statues placed across America. Nancy Pelosi's father was integral in it. He was mayor of Baltimore, and he was integral in getting one of the monuments placed in one of the cemeteries, I think, for soldiers. But look at that history. And you have to tell the whole story about how the Democrat Party was involved in resurrecting these statues.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you. See, look, we got a black history lesson as well. American history lesson, I should say. Thank you for that, Al.
You know what?
That's the thing. And I appreciate Al sharing that, because that's the power. Another reason why this station is so important, because think of many times a listener has called in and shared something and was like, I did not know that.
Yeah.
And it's definitely not something you're going to get in the traditional public school or even private school system, because this is not necessarily black history. This is American history.
Right. Absolutely.
Period.
And people don't want to teach you or talk about things that doesn't put them or paint them in the best light either. So there's a lot of things that you may not pick up in a textbook, but like you said, you may hear from a caller. You may, you know, just hear it on this station as well and be like, huh, I didn't know that. I mean, even me, I listen to this station when I'm not working and learn stuff all the time.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So thank you for that. And I'm sure we'll be having more developments as the statue was, again, just placed in Decatur, Georgia, Saturday, a couple of weeks ago, August 16th. On our Truth Talking text line, Wayne says, DT, if Decatur, Georgia had a three strikes law, defacing that monument would count as three strikes. I hope not.
Yeah.
I hope nobody defaces. I mean, you got to be just... get a life.
Yeah, yeah.
Please get a life.
And I mean, because here's the thing. You deface it, it's going to go right back up.
Man, that's another thing. They have a budget. Remember they were talking about the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
Mm-hmm.
So that when you pay I think it's $75,000, when you're honored with a star on the Walk of Fame, that includes replacement fees.
Mm-hmm.
Because they know that more than likely it will be damaged. Huh. So I'm sure the same thing applies to the John Lewis statue. Wow, Telly, this day has flown by. We're already at the end of this segment.
Yeah.
And I have to say, this conversation was very, very impactful for me regarding, we led with Cam Newton and his recent podcast with Dr. Cheyenne Bryant. And I don't know about you, Telly, but if you have a chance to go back and watch it in its entirety, which I'm going to do, there was a moment visibly where you could see Cam Newton, who's very outspoken, and I think does a great job facilitating these conversations, where you could tell a light bulb went off.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm curious to see. It made him think of something. It made him think like, man, you know, I take care of my kids, but it's more to it than that.
It is. Speaking of more to it, when we come back, Telly and I are going to wrap our show up today with our truth of the matter. You want to stay locked in because right after our show, you've got 9 more hours of live consecutive Black Talk Radio. This is the best morning show on planet Earth. Truth be told with DT and Telly on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, thank you so much again for tuning in and starting your week off, your new week, as we are in the final week of the summer. My truth of the matter is simply this. Versus looking at this as the end of the summer, I am embracing the possibilities of new things, new relationships, new health, new creations, new inventions. So versus me telling myself that this is the end of the summer, I'm going to embrace this upcoming season as the beginning of new and great things, because there's a lot of people out there who feel like, man, it's about to get cold. It's about to be all dreary and depressing. It's all about our mindset. You still have a purpose. You still have great intentions. So trust the process, trust the Most High, and be ready to embrace a new season with new beginnings, new creations, and new inventions. That's my truth of the matter.
Really good truth of the matter. My truth of the matter is we talked a lot about what Cam Newton said. And the biggest thing that I took away from that conversation, it seemed like a light bulb kind of went off in Cam Newton's, mind. And it's so funny that you could even see it, because you could tell he never thought of it in that way, in terms of, yes, he's building these beautiful homes and putting his children in it, and everybody's all good from a financial standpoint. But what about the times that you can't be dad for all of your kids when they need for you to be a dad? And there's one thing about being a dad that I take very seriously, is you only get this time once, and you don't want to look back and say, man, I wish I would have done this, or I wish I would have spent more time. You have the opportunity to do that now. Take advantage of it, and you won't have to live with any regrets. And you can always say, no matter what happens with my kids' lives, they can never say, I wasn't there for them. And that is my truth of the matter.
There you have it. Very well shared. Telly, thank you so much for that amazing truth of the matter. Y'all, hopefully we've given you some things to think about it. To think about as you start your week off. Stay locked in. 9 more hours of live consecutive Black Talk Radio, starting off with Sherwin Hughes. We love you. Make it a great day. Tell somebody you love them. And Lord willing, we will see and hear y'all tomorrow.
Peace out.
What's poppin', Juicy Jammers? It's your girl, Noni Juice, letting y'all know to grab your cups and take a sip with us on Jammin' with Juice. Get refreshed with yours truly, live on air every single weekday from 12 to 1 and streaming on YouTube.
My mother had to get on welfare. That's embarrassing to me to this day. Back in the day, we didn't have cards that you could swipe and nobody knew you was on welfare. They had food stamps that you had to tear them out the book. You had to have the original book or they wouldn't take them individually. And you're embarrassed because you could only buy the kind of food that they said you can buy. So while everybody else is filling themselves up with food and cookies and all this crap, you can only buy these things.
Listen to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and the Truth app.
Phil Lyman, Republican from Utah, representative, posted on X, "This is what happens when you have governors who prioritize diversity over the well-being and security of citizens." What? What are you, stupid? Six people died. So now people are on social media calling Maryland Governor Westmore and Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott DEI hires. They got elected, you fool.
Listen to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and the Truth app. Coming with straight truth.
We can jump on the radio station talking about twerking and everything,
right,
and how the U.S. government give money to other countries like Ukraine.
Right.
But look what we're dealing with within our own community. Ain't nobody trying to help nobody no more, man.
Mm.
And that's what hurts me the most, you know?
You're doing the job that some other folks should be doing. Some people have been paid for it. I want to give you credit and accolades for that.
Catch the Tory Lowe Show every weekday from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m.